Okay, good evening, everybody. If we could just ask everybody to mute their phones. It's the second Shir and Ramban, Parshas Bamidbar. And the Shir this evening is sponsored anonymously. Le'ilu Nishmas Chayisar Bas Moshe Halevi, Nishmas Shadavan Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Robert Goldman. Le'ilu Nishmas, his aunt, Chaya Bas Ita, the Nishmas Shadavan Aliyah. Everyone should have a lot of Nachas Ruach, the Torah Mitzvahs and Ma'isim Tovim. The entire family is involved in. Parshas Bamidbar starts off talking about the census of the Jewish people. And right in the beginning of the Sedra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the Ramban comments on the phrase in the Pasuk, Tifkidu Osam. Right? The Ribbono Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Tifkidu Osam, the Tzivosam, that you should count Klal Yisrael in accordance with their hosts. Atov Aaron, you and Aaron. So on the phrase Tifkidu Osam, the Ramban writes Inyan Pekida. The translation of the word Lifkod, right? Which I just translated to count, but says the Ramban, it really means something more than that. Inyan Pekida Zikaron Vashkocha Aldover. To be poked something means to remember that item and to pay attention to that item or that person. Vashem pokad es sara kasher omar, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, Hashem remembered, he was poked sara, as he had said. Again, that the what follows from that pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after promising that Sara, even in old age, would become pregnant and have a child, he remembered Sara. So again, the sense in which pokad means to remember is not literal, because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget that he needs to remember. But as the Ramban says, it's hashkocha al dover, you know, focusing one's attention on something. So Hashem, as it were, turned his attention to Sara. That's pshat Hashem pokad as Sara. V'pisrono b'chol makom, right? So that's what the word pokad means in every place that it's used. And in this context, it means lo yimoleit mehen ish. No one will go unnoticed. That is to say, that in our context, tifkidu osam means not just to count them, but pay attention to each one. In other words, you know, keep an eye. We would say in English, keep an eye on each of the members of Klal Yisrael, such that they should be counted. Al daiti. The term pikodon also, we know is used for something, an object, which one is obligated to watch over. In other words, if I borrow an object from you, you know, so that object is called a pikodon, that which is deposited with me. Why is pikodon called a pikodon? So says the Ramban, it comes from that word pikida. Because what is pikida? Pikida means one pays attention to something. So the pikadon is the item to which one pays attention. That's the translation of the word. Bekasher tziva limnos es Yisrael yomar tifkidu osam. And the fact that it says tifkidu osam, mind them, pay attention to them, as opposed to just saying tispor osam, literally count them, is lirmos shlo yisperim. It's to hint at the idea that Klal Yisrael are taka not supposed to be counted directly. But rather, as we know, each Jew who's being counted should give a machzis hashekel as an atonement for them. Uvohem yashgiach, and Moshe Rabbeinu will pay attention to the number of machzios hashekel that have been assembled. The Yeda, and through those coins, he will know Mispar Ha'am, the number of people. So in other words, the term Tifkidu implies the indirect nature of the count. For Amar B'David, Mispar Mifkad Ha'am. Thus, the Pasuk says with regard to David HaMelech that he wanted to know the number of the counting of the people. Ki Yeda Misparam Bifkidas HaKofer. Such that he would count their number through taking the Machzis HaShekel. So let's just stop for a moment and analyze what the Ramban is about to do over here. We're familiar with the story that appears twice in Tanakh, once in Shmuel and once in Divrei Hayomim that describes how David HaMelech mistakenly counted Klal Yisrael, and as a result of that error, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to David HaMelech and said, "You've sinned." He came through, you know, sent the Dami God to David HaMelech. He said, "You sinned. You need to be punished. There needs to be a punishment which will fall upon the people." And David HaMelech says in response the famous pasuk which we say at the beginning of Tachnun, "Vayomer David al God, Sarli Meod." David said to God, "I'm very pained by what happened. Niplo Navi Yad Hashem. Let us fall into the hands of Hashem." The Navi gave various different choices to David HaMelech as to what the punishment would be. David shows the punishment of a plague that would break out among Klal Yisrael for 3 days, because he said, at least the plague is in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem has mercy if we are subjected to a foreign army or the like, a war. So the enemy is not necessarily going to have mercy. Again, you know, words that resonate very, very strongly in our own day. You know, the plague is the more merciful form of Hashem's punishment upon the people, because Hashem can choose to stop the plague whenever He so desires. So what was the nature of the fact that David HaMelech counted the people? You know, the issue that the Ramban is going to deal with is if the Chumash tells us that you're only supposed to count Klal Yisrael by collecting a Machzis HaShekel, how could David have erred in such an obvious way, you know, to count the people without using the medium of the Machzis HaShekel? So what the Ramban is going to argue is that, in fact, David HaMelech did use the medium of the Machzis HaShekel in order to count the people. And he does that by quoting the following pasuk. We just got through saying that Tifkidu Osam, whenever the Lashon Pekida is used in the pasuk, it implies utilizing the Machzis HaShekel as a way of counting the people, in other words, not counting the people. So in Shmuel Beis, Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Tes, it says that Vayitein Yoav, who was commissioned to carry out the census, he delivered the Mispar Mifkad Ha'am El HaMelech. He delivered the number of the reckoning of the people to the king. So the Ramban is bothered by the fact that that phrase seems somewhat wordy. Mispar Mifkad Ha'am, the number of the reckoning of the people. Why not just say Mispar Ha'am or Mifkad Ha'am, the number of the people, the reckoning of the people? What's the number of the reckoning of the people? So the Ramban claims that that phrase is meant to imply that David HaMelech also used the Machzis HaShekel as a way to count the people. He didn't send, you know, Yoav door to door, pardon me, you know, how many people are here in this family? He didn't do that. Instead, he had everybody give a Machzis HaShekel, and then, as per what it says in the Chumash itself, the Machzis HaShekel were then counted, and the number was used indirectly to determine how many Jews there were in Klal Yisrael. That's the implication of Mispar Mifkad Ha'am, because the term Mifkad implies the usage of a Machzis HaShekel. Of course, that then begs the question, so if David HaMelech used a Machzis HaShekel, so what exactly did he do wrong? So for that, let's just continue reading. So again, just going back in the Ramban, it says, V'amar b'David Mispar Mifkad Ha'am, the Pasuk says regarding David, that he tried to ascertain the number, the counting of the reckoning of the people. The way that David was able to determine the number of people in Klal Yisrael was through, you know, gathering a Machzis HaShekel from each one and counting that. Ki rachu ku etzli shlo yizar David mashamar akasuv lo yeh bohem negev bifkodosam. It seems far-fetched to me, says the Ramban, that David would ignore an explicit pasuk that says, if you count the people directly, there will be a negef, there will be a plague that will break out within Klal Yisrael. Now, which is exactly what happened by David HaMelech. But the pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that you should count them with the Machzis HaShekel, v'lo yiyev v'am negef, such that there should not be a plague when you count them. So David HaMelech didn't know that pasuk? How is that possible? Must be that, you know, it must be that he used the Machzis HaShekel. It's impossible to imagine otherwise. Him ulai ta'a David. And even if you, you know, even if you want to claim that David himself made a mistake. Lama lo asa Yoav shkalim, v'hayo dvar ha-melech nis'av etzlo. Why did Yoav, who was commissioned to carry out the census, why didn't he simply use shkalim, machzis ha-shekel, in order to count the people? Why is it, as the Pasuk describes, that Yoav was disgusted with what David told him to do? Again, if you look in the Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, Perek Chof, Divrei HaYomim, the very end of Divrei HaYomim, Aleph, Perek Chof Vav, Chof Aleph, rather. It says, Perichof Aleph and Dvarim and Yomim Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vilevi uVinyamin lopakad besocham. Yoav did not count the Shvatim of Levi and Binyamin, kinisav Dvar Melaches Yoav, because what the king had commanded was despised, despicable in the eyes of Yoav. So even though he carried out the commandment to have a census, he limited it by not counting the B'nai Levi and the B'nai Binyamin. He felt it would be treason to refuse to do the king's word, but at the same time, he minimized the count that David had commissioned him to do. So says the Ramban, if Yoav indeed was frustrated and upset with what David asked him to do because the Machzis HaShekel was not being used, there's a very simple solution. David doesn't care how you arrive at the number. You know, if you want to use the Machzis HaShekel in order to do that, go ahead. Right? So that doesn't seem to have been the issue, because it would have, you know, Yoav clearly was upset about something. If you're upset about the failure to use the Machzis HaShekel, so just use the Machzis HaShekel. Who's stopping you? For who amar lo lomo yivakish zos adoni? Lomo yiyah ashma lo Yisrael? Right? We find in the Psukim that Yoav objects when David asks him to carry out the census. He says, why would you do that? Why should you bring guilt upon Klal Yisrael? What's the problem? Why doesn't he just say, David, let's just do this with the Machzis HaShekel? Says the Ramban, it's clear to me that David used the Machzis HaShekel. The issue was, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at David HaMelech was because David counted the people for no good reason. What's that? What does that mean? Kilo haya yotzei lemelchama. David was not on his way to go out to war. V'lo osa v'hem davar bo'esahi. There was no immediate need to calculate how many people were in Klal Yisrael. Rak l'sameach libo shemolach al amrov. The only purpose in counting the people was to, you know, to, so to speak, stroke David HaMelech's ego. He wanted to feel good about how many people he was ruling over. So he decided for no good purpose to count Klal Yisrael. So the Rabban is essentially saying there are two requirements when it comes to counting Klal Yisrael. Number one, you can't do it directly. But even beyond the prohibition against doing it directly, even if you do it indirectly, there has to be some reason. It can't just be a wanton act to engage in a census. And that's the problem that arose when David sought to count the people. That's why Yoav was so upset, because basically Yoav said, good, you're using Machzis HaShekel, but you're violating the second directive that a census can only take place when there's some kind of tzarach, when there's some kind of need. For whom I mar Yoav? Right? So that's indeed, that's what Yoav says back to David in the Psukim. When it says, just one second. It says in Perichof Aleph, there in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Vayomer Yoav, when David asks to count the people, Yosef Hashem alamo kohem emea pe'omim, let Hashem add 100 times to his people. Halo Adoni Amelach Kulam Ladoni Lavodim. Don't you know they're already all your servants, my master the king? Lama Yevakesh Zos Adoni. why are you asking for this, my master? In other words, this serves no good purpose. And indeed, in the previous pasuk, when David HaMelech explains to Yoav why he wants to count the people, it seems clear that he doesn't really have a good purpose. He says in pasuk Beis there, in Perek Chof Aleph, Vayomer David al Yoav yel sarei ha'am, he says to Yoav and to the officers, L'chus sifru es Yisrael, so go and count the people, V'haviu elai, bring the number to me, V'eida es misparam, I will know their number. Right? So that seems superfluous. Of course, if you bring me the number, I'll know their number. The point is that David here is explaining why he's interested in this information. And basically, according to the Ramban, the Pasuk is saying he's only interested in the information just out of curiosity, you know, or to make him feel good. There's no, it's not a means to an end. He's not going out to war. He doesn't need to know the numbers for some other reason. It's purely just satisfying his curiosity. So that you're not allowed to do, says the Ramban. V'ra'isi b'medbar Sinai Rabba. In fact, this pshat, says the Ramban, is supported by a Medrash Rabba, which says as follows, Rebbe Lezib, Rebbe Yossi ben Zimra, Omar, Kozman shenimnu Yisrael letzarech lo chaseiru, shelo letzarech chaseiru. Rebbe Lezer says, whenever Klal Yisrael were counted for a reason, so they were never diminished as a result. But if they were counted for no good reason, they were diminished. Ezus manimnu letzarech, when were they counted for, you know, for some good reason? Bimei Moshe uvidgalim, they were counted for in the days of Moshe, meaning the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when it came to the degalim, when it came to the organizing the camp, uvichilu ka'aretz, when Eretz Yisrael was divided up. There it was important to organize the camp and to divvy up Eretz Yisrael, so it was important to have a census to know the number of Klal Yisrael. But shelol etzorech, but when were they counted for no good reason? Says the Medrash b'mei David. That's the incident with David HaMelech that we're talking about. So, says the Ramban, this Medrash supports my contention that the chait by David was not the failure to use the Machzitz HaShekel. They used the Machzitz HaShekel, but there was simply no good reason to justify why the census was done. V'itocheinot shenefarish v'nomar, ki David tzivah lenos kol ish Yisrael. Ritzon alom abi ben shloshes v'shanov amalo shehu ish. Kilo nizkar b'minyon v'ben esrim shanov amalo. Aval omar l'chu sifru es Yisrael v'eido es misparam. V'ze hoya oncha. Ki akosuv lo hirsho limnos rak b'ben esrim shanov amalo b'shkolim. M'pnei sheze einenu mufuresh b'akosuv to'obo. Ki choshev b'masha omar v'lo yeh bo'em negev. Shu bishkolim, shu kofer lohem. Aval Yoav nosan libo v'choshash ladova. Alternatively, says the Ramban, there's a second pshat, the second approach to understand why David was punished. Again, the assumption is that he used shkolim, right? Because shkolim is explicit in the pasuk. What David didn't understand is that even when you're using shkolim, there's a limit on how, on the scope of the census which can be engaged in. The census as described in our parsha begins with the males being 20 years old. David HaMelech was not content to count males from the age of 20 and up. As the pasuk says, David told Yoav, go sifru es Yisrael mebe'er sheva ve'adon, count the entire people of Israel, that is to say every male from bar mitzvah and up. And that apparently was a problem. In other words, you can engage in a census with shkolim, however, you can't engage in such a far-reaching census with shkolim, which includes every single adult male from a halachic perspective. Right? So there's another limitation on the idea of census which is placed over here. David wasn't sensitive to that, because it's not so explicit in the psukim, and that was the mistake. Yoav realized this, and we can add, perhaps that's why Yoav sought to narrow the scope of the census. He left out two of the Shvatim, Levi and Binyamin, but apparently that wasn't sufficient. Counting any Shevet from the age of 13 apparently is usher under any circumstances, and doesn't lend itself to the heter of being able to use shkolim. V'akosuv ma'orer libi bozeh. B'masha Omar v'lo nasa David misparam l'mi ben esrim shana v'mata ki Omar Hashem l'rabos Yisrael k'choch v'hashomayim. So the pasuk later on in Divrei Hayom in Perek Chav Zayin uses the following language in describing the census. It's not in the story of the census itself in Perek Chav Aleph, but later on in Perek Chav Zayin, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, we find the following psukim, right after counting, giving a little bit of a census, you know, the count of Klal Yisrael. It says, "V'lo nasa David misparlam ben esem shana ulamata, ki amar Hashem laharbos yisisal kechoch ve'ashomayim." David did not count them from the age of 20 and down, because Hashem had said that He would increase Klal Yisrael like the stars of the heavens. Yoav ben Tsruya, continues the pasuk, Yoav ben Tsruya heichel limnos v'lo chila. Yoav ben Tsruya began to count them, but did not finish. Vahibazos ketzef al Yisrael, and because of the attempt to count them, there was anger that was directed at Klal Yisrael. V'lo ama Allah hamispar b'mispar divrei Hayom l'melech David. Because of that, the final count was never actually actualized. It was, they were not able to complete the counting. What do those psukim mean? So it goes on the Rabban to explain as follows. Haya nira sheminyan yoav haya lamata miben esrim. V'hu haya haketzef. She'en chayfet, she'en Hashem chafet, she'u kol Yisrael begeder midyon. She'hu yirbeim kichoch ve'yashomayim, kasher omarim tucha lispor osam. The implication is that whereas David did not want to count them under the age of 20, the pasuk says lo nasa David misparam l'bim esrim shana ulamata. David didn't want to count them under 20. However, Yoav began to count them. The Ramban understands from the even under the age of 20. In other words, Yoav sought to count even those between 13 and 20, and that was a mistake. Again, here it seems like the Ramban is shifting the blame onto Yoav a little bit more than on David. David was sensitive to the fact that he shouldn't count anyone under the age of 20. And says the Ramban, the svara behind that, and indeed behind all the restrictions about counting Klal Yisrael, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that we should be as numerous as the stars of the sky. Any attempt to count Klal Yisrael, in a sense, cuts away at that divine promise. So even when you do count, it has to be for a purpose. It can't be every Jewish male over the age of 13, because that's too, the scope is too large. It has to use shkalim. There have to be various limitations that are put into place so that we're not chipping away at that divine promise that your children will be like the kochli ha-shomayim, as numerous as the stars of the heavens. Vakosov she'amar b'minyan ha'hu v'ayu kol Yisrael elef alofim u'meya elef ish sholev cherev. Einin yano she'hayu kulam yotzei tzava b'Yisrael aval pisrono she'yu brim v'chazakim l'milchama. Higid kilomana hacholim v'achaloshim v'azakeinu mnei shahoyot v'armelch nisav etzlal v'zeh inyon hagun me'od. Right, so he writes that the pasuk which in Divrei Hayom, again back in Perek Chaf Aleph, which describes how Yoav counted the people, so it says that he came out with a certain number of sholef cherev, people who were sword drawers, people who drew the sword. So Shaila is, what's meant by that? Does it mean that he counted potential warriors? If so, that seems to undermine the pshat that the Ramban started off with. The Ramban said, you can't count Klal Yisrael for no good purpose. You can count them to go to war, but here in the time of David HaMelech, it seems like the counting was being done for no good purpose. It didn't serve any purpose. Wait a minute, the Pasuk says that he counted people who were sholef cheref, who were warriors. So it sounds like he was counting them for the purpose of war. Says the Ramban, no. All it means is that Yoav counted people who were healthy, who potentially could have gone to war. There was no war on the horizon. No one was planning any war. He counted people who were healthy, who in theory could go to war. But that's not considered to be a tzorech, you know, a legitimate purpose, you know, to justify the idea of a census. So that's all the Ramban. The Ramban understands that the pekida, that the counting of David HaMelech was with shkalim, and the mistake of David HaMelech rested in the fact that either it was done for no good purpose, or that it was the scope was greater than what the Torah allows. However, writes the Ramban, certainly not all Midrashim agree with this idea. V'aldas Medrash Agada, the Medrash Agada, which quotes the Gemara in Brachos Samech Beis Amud Beis, Shahaya Shal Minyan Mamish. The Medrash implies that, you know, the mistake of David indeed was to avoid, that he did not use Shkalim. According to that understanding, Ta'u Mamish, Ta'u Kulam, the mistake was a total one. L'chach Omar Leich Meneis Yisrael Uksiv Achrechein Sofara Sa'am Ki Batara Lonizkar Bohem Sfira Klau Ki Tam B'mispa Shemos Yagiru Kol Echad Shmosom Bifkodosom Bakofer. Says the Ramban, the Gemara in Brachos, which writes that Kivan de Manahu Lo Shokal Minayu Kofer, that says that David HaMelech did not take Shkalim from them, clearly is against his what the Ramban has outlined up until this point. Again, the Ramban claims that the Medrash Rabban in Bamidbar supports him. So, in other words, it's different Midrashim. He's not bothered by that, but there certainly are Midrashim that imply or even say that that David HaMelech did not use Shkalim to count the people, and that also can be seen in the Psukim in Tanakh, specifically in Sefer Shmuel. We're in Sefer Shmuel, at the end of Shmuel Beis, Chaf Dalid. The term lispor, literally to count, is utilized. There we read in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Yud, Vayach Lev David Oso, David's heart bothered him. Acharechein sofar es ha'am, because he had counted the people. So the Ramban again goes back to what he spoke about in the very beginning. Lispar means to count. Lifkod means to count with shkalim. Interestingly enough, the psukim and divrei hayamim imply that David did use shkalim. The psukim and Shmuel imply that David did not use shkalim. So in essence, the Ramban is pointing out that if there is a machlokas midrashim over here as to whether David used shkalim or not, it may reflect a certain ambiguity in the psukim themselves, with one implication being given by the psukim in Shmuel, another implication being given by the psukim in Divrei Hayamim. So, you know, that's interesting itself, because we have two accounts of the story in Tanakh. Each account presents it in a slightly different way, which provides a little bit more fuel to one side of the issue in Midrashim. But in any case, you know, the Ramban makes a case, particularly based on the Psukim and Divrei Hayamim and the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah, that whatever David's mistake was over here was much more subtle. It's impossible to imagine, says the Ramban, that David HaMelech would have messed up such a fundamental idea as to not use the Machzis HaShekel in counting the people. Okay, we'll say some Kapitlach Tehillim, and then we're daven for all the cholim. Tzadi Aleph, Yoshev b'seiser elyon, v'tzel shaddai yislonon, omal Adonai machzeyum tzudasi, Elohai evtach bo, ki hu yavzi lecha mipach yokush, midever avos, v'erosu yosech lach, V'sachas kinofav techsem, Shmol v'solchiro amito, Lachiro mipachag loilo, Mecheitz yof yomom, B'dever b'ofel yaloch, Mikatav Yoshut Sarayim Yipal Mitzidcha Elef Urvavam Iminecha Elecha Lo Yigash Rag Veinecha Sabir V'shilu Mas V'shoim Tirem Ki Ato Adonai Machsi El Yom Samto Me'onecha Asuna Elecha Ra V'negal Yikrav Yolecha Ki Alecha V'yitzav Elech V'shmacha V'chol Durachecha Al kapayim yisonecha Pentigof bo'evan raglecha Al shachal v'fesen tidroch Tirmos kefir v'sanin Ki v'choshak v'afalateyu Asagaveyu ki yodashimi Yikraini v'neyu imono chivitzara Achalitzeyu v'achabideyu Orech yomi masbiyeyu V'yareyu v'shuasi Kuf Lamed 130 Shir amalos mimamakim Kirosicho Adonai Adonai shimo v'koli Tien ozecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunai Im avonos tishmar ya Adonai miyamot Ki mecho asem icha l'man tivorei Ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi L'goro hocholti Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim l'boker Shomerim laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Acheser V'yarbei Mofidus V'hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosof V'yishverach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'yakov Moshe V'yaron Tovid U'Shlomo Yivach V'yrape Yisacholim Bavu Shablineden on the stock of Bavu Ron, Bisharza, Kodish Baruch, Yimali Racham, Yimalihem, Lachli Mother Apples, and Lachzi Kamiachio, Samish Lachlohem, Mehiro, Fuashlemon, Ashoma, Yim, Kolivorehem, Willachogi, Dayam, Bissau Shor, Kole Yisrael, Rifuasa Nefesh, Rifuasa Gov, Hashtag Bagalovis Man Kore, Vinomaromain. I hope to dive in Meyer at 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter, wishing everybody a wonderful evening.